Dead Man's Footsteps by Peter James.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Peter James was educated at Charterhouse, then at film school. He lived in North America for a number of years, working as a screenwriter and film producer, before returning to England. His novels, many of which have been Sunday Times top 10 bestsellers, have been translated into 30 languages, and 3 have been filmed. All his novels reflect his deep interest in the world of the police, with whom he does in-depth research, as well as science, medicine, and the paranormal. He has produced numerous films, including The Merchant of Venice, starring Al Pacino, Jeremy Irons, and Joseph Fiennes. He divides his time between his homes in Notting Hill in London and near Brighton in Sussex. To Dave Gaylor. Some of this story takes place on the days surrounding the terrible events of 9/11. With deepest respect to the victims and all who lost loved ones. Chapter 1. If Ronnie Wilson had known, as he woke up, that in just a couple of hours he would be dead, he would have planned his day somewhat differently. For a start, he might not have bothered to shave, or wasted so many of those last precious minutes gelling his hair, then messing around with it until he was satisfied. Nor would he have spent quite so long polishing his shoes.